Fire Radio. Listening, yes, we're listening to the Zona Reggae Show. 102.7 FM, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Roll back your carpet, turn up your system, laying down the airwaves to keep you jumping. Zona Reggae with Eric DJ. Zona Reggae with Eric DJ.
Cá estamos para mais uma emissão Zona Reggae. Grande big up e todos muito bem-vindos aqui às 2 horas de vibrações positivas. 102.7, Rádio Universitário do Algarve, todas as quartas entre as 10 e a meia-noite, a receber aqui as seleções Roots Dub e Revival da Zona Reggae. Abrimos aqui em puro Roots Revival Style com os franceses da Mighty Lions, Don't Deny. É um dos temas do álbum de estreia In This Time. Ouvimos agora também a respectiva Dub Version, já ouve a Dub, vai ser o destaque a novos lançamentos de hoje e, como tem sido habitual nas primeiras emissões de cada mês, destaque com direito a entrevista, um dos vocalistas, guitarristas da banda de Lyon, Colly Goodson. Então, à conversa na passada quarta-feira, hoje vamos ter aqui essa rotação com um destaque para o novo álbum, claro, In This Time, e ainda passagem por alguns dos grandes lançamentos dos últimos tempos da label francesa K Records. Então, Roots e Conscious Reggae Music dos tempos modernos, para não perder no destaque a novos álbuns de hoje. Uma sessão aí com muita novidade. Temos aí novos sons para Rod Taylor, também o norte-americano Rocker T, Earl 16 ou os da Empolix. Vai ser uma sessão com muitas novidades, daqueles que serão os destaques dos próximos tempos. E como habitualmente, início do mês, a trazer as nossas escolhas dos favoritos em rotação durante o mês passado, o best-of da Zona Reggae, sempre tudo disponível em zonareggae.wordpress.com. Mais 4 entradas, uma delas abre já a sequência: The Return of Sound System Scratch, os The Plates e as Raridades de Lee Perry, aqui com os Unforgettables e esta Time, a abrir bem em Oldie Style a sessão da Zona Reggae de hoje.
Yeah. total.
Runner, come a runner, come a runner, come we go.
What would you do? What would you do?
Come,
yes, now. Run, come now.
Come on, come we go.
Say that time is now. All right.
Come,
mothers
come,
come. Children come. Daddy come. Everyone come, come too.
Now you come sounds to make you rubber dubber 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 dubber. Don't stop dubby 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 dubby.
Está, quando a música é boa, isto passa depressa. Sequência de abertura com três seguidas, nem dei por elas, da Unforgettables, Old School à grandes, as produções de Lee Scratch Perry, The Return of Sound System Scratch. Ouvimos o tema Time, é umas raridades incluída nesse último lançamento da label britânica Pressure Sounds, uma das entradas para as nossas escolhas dos melhores em rotação no mês passado. Pelo meio, recuperação para os clássicos da Slickers, o álbum de 1979, recuperado em 2007 pela Maca Sound Breakthrough. Ficámos com uma das minhas favoritas, Run Come. E agora, Rod Taylor, Morning Train, faz parte do novo 12 polegadas da We Love Records, uma reedição de um tema do ano de 79, pela parte de Rod Taylor, aqui com os Roots Radix, a mostrarem-se em grande neste rocker style, na respectiva The Version. Momento aí para os Big Ups, quem nos acompanha online, grande Big Up para o Mano João, também para o brother Ras Sidney, aí o Mano Eugênio, a ficar viciadinho aqui nas vibrações positivas da Zona Reggae, e também para quem nos enviou a mensagem. Aqui o meu telemóvel tem um problema em identificar as pessoas, mas desde já um grande big up para ti, que estás aí a escutar a leveza da música reggae, sejas tu quem fores. Big up vai para toda a gente que gosta de música reggae e que acompanha aqui as nossas emissões. Já em rotação, Little Roy com Payaka, o álbum It para Far Was Records, ele saiu há pouco mais do que dois meses e foi mesmo a nossa escolha para o melhor do passado mês de abril. Vamos chegar aqui com esta Payaka para o veteraníssimo Little Roy.
In your quarter, say you never give eyes for to know. I say, whoa, Payaka, whoa. Payaka, whoa, Payaka. Said I see you march in your quarter. Say you never give eyes for to know. I say, whoa, Payaka, whoa. Say you wanna march. Say you wanna mass. Say you wanna mass. Say you wanna mass. Say you wanna mass. You mass your own in the mountain. You mass your own in the hill. You mass your own in the mountain. Coming from a long time still. But you want to buy a condo. Want to buy a condo. Payaka, oh Payaka, said I see you march in your quarter. Say you never give eyes for to know. I say, oh Payaka, oh Payaka, oh Payaka, said I see you march in your quarter. Say you never give eyes for to know. I say, oh Payaka, oh. Say you wanna mass. Say you wanna mass. Say you wanna mass. But you want to buy a cadom. Want to buy a cadom.
É o veterano Little Roy com Payaka. Esta ainda não tinha rodado para o novo álbum It, pela label londrina Pharos Records. A nossa escolha para o melhor do mês de abril lá em rotação e uma daquelas que em zonareggae.wordpress.com encontram, claro, a respectiva entrevista com esta figura de culto da música Roots Reggae. Hoje já sabem que vai ser dia de entrevista com uns novatos na sonoridade Roots, adaptada aos tempos modernos, os Mighty Lions, é mais lá para a frente. Agora, uma espécie de interlúdio da Boise para mais duas das entradas para o Best Of do mês de abril. Já em rotação, Asheville é mais uma para os nova-iorquinos de Brooklyn. Dub Is A Weapon, o novo álbum Vaporized, foi destaque a semana passada. Este lançamento da label norte-americana Harmonized Records, a mostrar aí um Dub Wise de alto nível, todo ele tocado 100%, sem trabalho de estúdio, com os elementos da banda todos em coletivo e em conjunto, uma banda que se diz que soa em estúdio, tal e qual como soa ao vivo. Vamos então ficar com esta Asheville. Dois temas da Boise para mais duas entradas das escolhas para os melhores de abril. Primeiro, de Brooklyn, os Dub Is a Weapon. Da Boise, bem instrumental com o tema Asheville para o novo álbum Vaporized. E agora, os Rombos in Dub, o tema Them Only Know. É só um dos muitos projetos neozelandeses que participam na compilação da Green Queen Music Dub Zealand. Uma apresentação de J-Star e Dr. Cat a reunirem alguns dos talentos emergentes da cena dub da Nova Zelândia, então compilados nesta muito interessante Dub Zealand, outra das entradas, então os quatro álbuns para conferirem em zonareggae.wordpress.com. E já que estamos aqui com a banda sonora da Boise bem relaxada de fundo, vamos dar algumas dicas para o que se vai passar sexta-feira aqui pelo Algarve, em Albufeira. O El Panchito, o restaurante bar em Albufeira, recebe então concerto dos Original Electro Groove. Não param a tocarem aí todas as semanas, portanto, entrada gratuita no El Panchito em Albufeira para mais um concerto dos Electro Groove. Para quem estiver por Lisboa, o LX Casting Club também não para com as sessões, e temos mais uma de Root Session, desta vez os Root Dimension Sound System em conjunto com Chaparro no microfone e ainda os R3 Soldiers no warm-up. Então esta sexta-feira, dia 6, no Casting Club, como manda então as regras, até às tantas da manhã, mais uma grande Root Session. Agora entramos por aqui em sequência novidades. O norte-americano Rocker T tem um novo álbum de nome Alphabet City para a Stubborn Records. Primeiro avanço, Bobby Wrong, Low Way.
Come aboard! Granted! As I would really like to come in yard to explain and make myself very, 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 very plain. And that sense of meaning upon my brain, y'all. But me lost me her from Bobby Ron Low Away. Said me lost me her from Bobby Ron Low Away. Me never get a draw till the very next day. Me never get a draw till the very next day. I said me lost me her from Bobby Ron Low Away. Said me lost me her from Bobby Ron Low Away. Me never get a draw till the very next year. Me never get a draw till the very next year. So me walk from Kingston go to Orchard. From Orchard Riot down to Montego Bay. Me just pass the river Babylon in a day way. Me can't reach me house down there your blocks beer. Beer. Me can't reach me house down there your blocks beer. Fear. That's where me pull up me good sense. Say, but Babylon a road block all me way. Say me, lost me her from Bobby Wrong Low Away. Say me, lost me her from Bobby Wrong Wrong Way. We never get a draw till the very next year.
ganja trip on me down. But me sight helicopter and Rasta man gone. Babylon chat on me plantation, shan. Babylon chat on me plantation, shan. I said me lost me up on Babylon low way. I said me lost me up on Babylon wrong way. Me never get a draw till the very next day. Me never get a draw till the very next day. I was in on the dance with me little sense. A cool in the corner and me feel angry. Babylon approach me and them want bust me. Them want take away me good island. Yeah, I saw me jump over fence and me hide behind a tree. Me climb over the mountain reaching on the valley. Mommy, run through the forest and cross the gully. And me reach me entire family. Yeah, and them have a big draw for rock a tea. But mommy, lost me up on Babylon wrong. Lost me up on Babylon wrong way. And me never get a chance till the very next day. And me never get a slip till the very next day. Babylon take me money, yeah. Babylon take away me money, yeah. But me no need no money. With me idol family, it's just a cook and curry, food in a me belly. And me sit down in a me yard, with me idol Charlie. And me reason with me brethren and me feel irie. But me go out a road, me say Jesse under there. And the conduct of Babylon was in I man wheel. And next after that, what the Babylon say, he say pass over all the sense. Well, I will give a charge to the commissioner and the lawyer and the doctor and all your police officer and chill them out. And I will pass over one job for Daniel and Smokey. I will pass over one job for Victor Rice and Agent J. And I will pass over one job for the one singer Waves and the one Junior Melody. But don't leave out a job for the one Rockety. I burn my chalice continually. Happens on the bridge.
Hey, Master Robadob Style, pela parte de Rocker T, New Jersey Style. Bobby Wrong, Low Way, é um dos temas do novo álbum para a Stubborn Records, Alphabet City, um álbum que viaja desde o early reggae, ska, rocksteady, roots reggae, Naya Bingy, e claro, como vimos aqui, este grande Robadob Style vai ser destaque em breve, este lançamento da Stubborn Records.
Strictly dope wise, root vibe and selection, without objection. I will come off and fling another version, but the radio station, Zona Reggae taking over.
E agora mais um DJ taking over, Nigger Kojak, aqui no grande Rhythm, também da Stubborn Records em 2008, Fortitude Rhythm. Vamos ficar com esta Give Ear.
I and I shall conquer, even when I say give ear to my word, oh God. Consider my meditation. So how can to the vice of my crime, my king, my judge, for unto thee, to thee will I and I pray. So give ear to my word, O Jah, and consider. Against me, but the Almighty I beg for sympathy to mankind. I don't beg mercy. Say towards thy holy temple, I and I shall worship in the name of Jah. There's no faithfulness in the wicked mouth, the inward part of their wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre, they flutter with their tongue, Jah Almighty. When I say destroy them who speak less in Jah, will have the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I'll come into thy house in a multitude of thy mercies. When I say to give ear to my word, O Jah.
To my word, O Jah.
Consider my meditation.
My meditation.
Cause unto thee, O Jah, I lift up my soul, you know I trust in thee. Never let me be ashamed. When I say let none that wait to me be ashamed, let them be ashamed who transgress without cause, you know. When I say the secret of Jah is with them that fear him. What man is he that feareth Jah? He shall he teach the way that he shall choose. My eyes are ever towards the Almighty, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee to me and have mercy on me when I'm desolate and affected and the troubles of my heart are enlarged. When I say redeem Israel, O Jah, out of all its trouble. So give ear to my word.
Grande, grande veterano este da Jamaica, Niga Kojak, em conjunto com a Version City Rockers Crew, claro, liderada pelo grande King Jungle. Um grande big up para o Master King Jungle e toda a crew da Stubborn Records. Vai haver aí muitas novidades já em rotação nos próximos tempos, lá pelos lados, então, claro, desse Master da música ska norte-americana. Ficamos aqui com esta recuperação para o grande Fortitude Rhythm. Vamos à frente com mais novidades e mais um veterano, o Earl 16, em conjunto com a crew do UK, os Dub Providers. Este saiu em 12 polegadas, mas roda aqui do Showcase Style, primeiro volume a reunir malhas dos Dub Providers, Silver and Gold, uma grande, grande malha com grande mensagem pela parte do veterano Earl 16.
So listen, baby, you got to take heed. Silver and gold cannot help you, so don't sell yourself to the devil. The coming of the Jah is nigh, before your rivers run dry. Could be today, could be tonight, so beware, you will be to achieve all your riches. Take a look into the city, tribal war is increasing, and the wages of the righteous is what they need to survive. So try to be grateful for what you have. We've got to share our love, yeah. Yes, it's time to clean up your act, because your judgment is a fact. The coming of the Jah is near, and you better take heed. Silver and gold cannot help you, so don't sell your soul to the devil. The coming of the Jah is nigh, before your rivers run dry.
alto nível The Boys aqui pelos londrinos The Providers, com o veterano Earl 16 a mandar a sua dica do fim, quem sabe do início dos tempos, a inevitabilidade do Silver and Gold não lhes servirem para nada, mas voz única de Earl 16, Silver and Gold Extended Version, presente no The Providers Showcase Style Volume 1, a contar ainda com malha zorra de alto nível de Echo Ranks e muitos da plates de The Boys não lançados pela Nuff Power Label. Então uma versão CD daqueles que têm sido os lançamentos 10 e 12 polegadas desta muito interessante label de dub e roots. É só visitarem www.nuffpower.com para ficarem a saber mais. Vamos continuar com a voz de Earl 16 e continuamos pelo Reino Unido com outra grande label de Londres, a Reggae Roast Records. O próximo lançamento para 23 de maio não para de rodar por aqui, vai ser um 12 polegadas o Reggae Music EP, a contar com Earl 16 e a title track Reggae Music. Vamos ficar aqui com essa mesma em dub mix, com uma das versões presentes pela parte do master do Dub Wise, Nick Manassé. Este vai ser em breve, muitos mais já saíram, daqui a pouco temos aí para apresentar um dos últimos 7 polegadas do grupo da Anpolix, mas antes Earl 16 com esta Reggae Music.
Still there, Rastafari, we are praising. And the roots rock where they have to wear. Some say the roots is dead and gone, said it's buried and forgotten. But every day another seed is born, bearing fruits in every season. Many think when King Tubby's passed, that was the end of the roots. Not because Coxon him trod on, not more studio want to come. So don't be reggae music, the people just can't refuse it. So put the slackness aside and get ready for the rootsman ride. Try not this new reggae music, yeah, we just can't refuse it. So put the badness aside, get set, ready for the royal ride. One time it was the rock steady, even the ska and the me reggae. But since the birth of the roots reggae, we remember Bob Marley. Not because sugar miner come, two grand promotion still a carry on. And even though dynamics are locked down, top gong studio still a one. No, this new reggae music, you know we just can't refuse it. They put the badness aside, get ready for the roots reggae night. Don't miss this music, you know we just can't refuse it. Put negativities aside, say ready for the roots reggae.
Tell the people.
Mais uma grande, grande malha de Nick Manassé, Reggae Music, antes a versão com o Earl 16 para este novo Reggae Music EP, a contar ainda com a versão dubstep dos escoceses Mungo Zi-Fi, vai sair em dia 23 de maio pela Reggae Roast Records. É só procurarem em reggaeroast.co.uk e também para encontrarem música reggae de grande qualidade, e não só reggae, dub e também dubstep, que esta label londrina tem vindo a lançar. Toda ela foi, de resto, ou pelo menos os grandes hits, digamos assim, foram todos compilados no lançamento do final do ano 2009, início de 2010, Reggae Roast Presents Roots Uprising, uma coleção de alto nível a contar com temas, por exemplo, dos Mungos, Hi-Fi, Adrian, Sherwood, Ghetto, Priest, ou também alguns newcomers apresentados pela Reggae Roast, como estes que vamos chegar aqui com o Sirius, um 7 polegadas, entretanto também já transformado no Sirius EP de Empolix, com uma das suas vozes, Dandelion, com esta grande malha deste coletivo de Londres, que tem dado cartas aí pelos palcos, pelo menos britânicos, Sirius Times, Sirius World, Sirius Lyrics, aqui pela parte dos Empolix, num muito interessante revival style.
Manage everything that go on in the district. Serious crime, serious me money operation, growing all the time. What else we gonna do? We have to get through. We want a peace and a future too. This generation growing up fast, and me wonder how long the system me gonna last. Sometimes it seems like we're in the end game. We're getting serious, all the same. People with money not taking no risk, so we have to get clever with our own tricks. All of our tunes are professionally mixed. If there's a problem, it gets instantly fixed. Serious tricks, serious lyrics, serious mimics, they have to the business. Serious damage, serious, we manage everything that go on in the district. With inspiration from the stress, yes, the highness. Oh Lord, me hear them calling. Lord, me hear them bawling. Look down, me check them a skanking. I time them a fit me singing. Yes, I time them a fit me singing. And it is a serious trick, serious lyrics, serious. We mix the art and the business.
Aprovadíssimo este Sirius dos londrinos Empolix, com a voz de Dandelion, faz parte da compilação Roots Uprising, e também aprovadíssima esta nova label em rotação constante a partir de agora aqui na Zona Reggae, Reggae Roast Records. Mais novidades e destaques em breve, porque hoje o destaque vai mesmo para a label francesa K Records e o lançamento de estreia dos Mighty Lions In This Time, aí com direitos a muito interessante e pausada, diga-se, entrevista, como elas devem de ser, sem pressão. Antes ficamos com Joe Pilgrim, uma das vozes apresentadas pela K Records no 10 polegadas Strength of I Pharaoh, aqui com esta Giving Some Praises.
Above a fight, we can eat bread, rice, and tea.
Está a música com significado e com groove bem, bem sério. Demarun, a voz de Earl Wonder, uma das vozes apresentadas também pela K Records, este já no mais recente 10 polegadas, Free As On Time, o mesmo que apresentou através dessa title track o coletivo da Mighty Lions. O novo álbum saiu então no mês passado, o álbum de estreia de nome In This Time, e daqui a pouco a entrevista. Para já abrimos o destaque então agora aos Mighty Lions com um dos temas desse álbum, já em rotação, Creation.
Zone Reggae.
Início da segunda hora da Zona Reggae de hoje, em grande aqui com o destaque então aos The Mighty Lions e ao novo álbum In This Time. Sem antes não mandar aí então os big ups para aqueles que se ligaram hoje, muitos, muitos ouvintes online. Desde já um grande abraço para o Mano João, também para o nosso Mano Insider do Craquistão, e sempre um abraço especial para o Helder em França. Esta hoje vai dedicada para ti, Helder, porque os Mighty Lions são mesmo aí das terras por onde tu andas, mais concretamente de Lyon. E então o lançamento da K Records, ficamos aqui com esta Creation, agora Creation Dub, os Mighty Lions em formato Dubwise, a.k.a. The Soul Agitators. E hoje o destaque é, tem direito a entrevista e conversa com um dos vocalistas da banda, Colly Goodson. Falámos com ele na passada quarta-feira, e uma oportunidade aqui bastante interessante de sabermos o que é que se passa pela cena roots reggae francesa, muito especialmente como é que a K Records e os da Mighty Lions conseguem este som bem próximo das características da sonoridade roots reggae dos anos 70 jamaicanos. Também, claro, a importância da mensagem bem, bem atual dos da Mighty Lions. Temos aí até umas dicas em relação ao que é que se passa na associação da label K Records, coisas do tempo arcaico dos egípcios, imaginem. Portanto, uma entrevista agora aí para, como sempre, aumentarem o volume do vosso receptor, entrevistas telefónicas editadas ao máximo possível, mas elas saem como a gente pode. A partir de agora, então, entrevista com a Mighty Lions.
Ok, so, Colly, first let me thank you for this... this moment to introduce you and the Mighty Lions crew over here in Portugal, and to all the radio show listening crew. Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much, Ricky. It's a pleasure for us to introduce ourselves to Portuguese people listening to your radio show.
So first, because I know little about the Mighty Lions, I know that you are from Lyon. You're being formed around 3 years ago, around also what I believe to be the KA Records Foundation. Yeah. So first tell us about the Mighty Lions roots. Where are you coming from, and from where did came this inspiration to get together and form a strictly roots reggae band?
Actually, the Mighty Lions has been created by Willie London, the rhythm guitar player, who used to sing, and he's been playing with a few other musicians we're still playing with today, saxophone players, keyboard players. They are the three original members. They created the Mighty Lions with the idea of playing the music they like to hear every day, like all the oldest song from Burning Spear to Bob Marley's and all other references. And they were really keen on this music and really want to know how to play it, not just to imitate, but in order to find this meditative sound that could be really good to play nowadays, because reggae, they got a different shape today, very much commercial things, and so... That's how they decided to create the band, and after a few years we gathered with other musicians and start to play with a band that is also the backing band of the label, actually. Mm-hmm. with a few differences, but the Mighty Lions, yeah, we play strictly roots music. We've been playing it for about, yeah, a bit more than 3 years, and we have the chance now today to make more concert and to have the Ga Records label behind to promote our work, and that's how we do.
Before, when I got in touch with the Mighty Lions crew, before the release of the debut album, mm-hmm. and since the first tunes that started to came out on the label, mainly No Man Is Born Wise and mm-hmm. Free As On Time, I think we can listen to a kind of a devotion to that conscious original roots yeah. reggae from the late 60s and 70s.
True.
What did you guys grew up listening to?
Yeah, as I told you, we grew up listening to a lot of reggae, especially from the 70s, and especially with a conscious message, more like not really the really energetic reggae from Kingston or things, but more like all the vibe of the Ocho Rios crew with Burning Spear and all the more meditative reggae with a conscious message. And we've been listening to a lot of black music in general, like soul music and all the blues music too, with this idea of expressing real feelings and real emotion. I think as a singer, my point of view is that you don't sing for singing, just for the melody or thing, but you sing for the message. You sing for what you have. So that's barely all the idea the Mighty Lion have of the music, from the music we listen to the music we create.
As you said, the Mighty Lions are also the core group of musicians playing as the Soul Agitators,
the
studio recording band. Mm-hmm. And the Soul Agitators are also the backup for this, I consider it to be an amazing role of new singers I've never heard about before.
Yeah.
I listen to K Records music. You have the harmonies from the Mad Disciples, also great voices from Lickle Johnson, Joe Pilgrim, or Earl Wonder. You have also that great DJ revival style from that guy, George Clooney. I really like it. Is this a recent thing in France, the reggae scene? Or has this roots reggae been around in the underground for some time?
I think France has been, and today is a good place for reggae. About the underground reggae, I can't say that I know all the landscape of what is done all over France, because we actually are a bit isolated in Lyon. It's like a micro scene of reggae, with the chance of having many singers, good singers, in the same city, so in the same neighborhood, because we're real all close together. And I can't really say that it's a movement nowadays in France of roots revival, or the idea of making reggae with certain rule. I don't really know, because, you know, I don't know in Portugal, but in France there's a lot of digital today, mm-hmm. Stepper UK, which really fashion music today, and roots as we do is not really a movement, because many record shops, they do repress of old tunes, from Jamaican tunes, but
not really the new ones.
Yeah, there is no real. Like, if you make roots music today, you're not supposed to exist. Like, you're just in between the UK and between the old Jamaican music.
Okay.
But
yeah,
there is no real statue for people like us making roots. So I won't say that it's a general thing in France that people is gonna do roots again, but in Lyon, especially with Ga Records, we have the chance to have many good artists, not specialized in reggae, but they They also sing soul music, funk music, all kind of black music, but they appreciate reggae too, so that's why we can do that with the label.
But is there place on the stages and reggae festivals in France for this revival root scene to reach the audience?
Actually, I would say that for festivals and things, you have a lot of new roots, still new roots, and oldies from Jamaica is still invited in festival. But new band like the Mighty Lions that play roots music, we just have the opportunity of making festival, but it's like you can't really get into big festivals if you do roots, and moreover if you make a roots music more meditative than a dance floor music, so it's still difficult to introduce ourselves to these big festivals who are more interested in old names like Abyssinians, I don't know, Congos and all these things. Mm-hmm. Or new roots music from, like, I don't know, Germany, like Gentlemen or things. So roots is still hard work.
Yeah. And you'll get there, I'm sure you will.
Thanks.
So another particular aspect that really got my attention into the Mighty Lions and Ka Records music is that return not only to the old days of reggae music, but also to the music business style, because there's the vinyl releases, the new album in this time also comes in the kind of showcase style with all the dub versions, and then there's the sound capture of the music and the production style that I think it gets really close to how music was played and mixed in Jamaica in the old days. Yeah. Do you use like vintage studio equipment?
Yeah, actually we're using old recorders, like it's all analogic, there is no computer behind, and we used to record all together. So I think it's the most important thing, that all the backing band is recording live. All you hear on vinyl or CDs is recorded live. We don't play drummer first, then bass, then keyboard or things. We play all together, so it's more difficult to get to capture the sound, because you have like six or seven musicians all playing together in the same room. So it makes you have to develop some skills to capture a good sound, but all the energy delivered by the band is the most important thing we try to capture. So that's a part of vintage equipment, but the other part is more like the work of the musician themselves. The fact that they all play together is I think the most important thing. I had the chance to talk with different producers of other labels from France and other countries, and I noticed that they are really focused on the gear they have, all the vintage thing they have, and it's a good point, but I think the most important thing is having musicians, and having musicians playing in harmony, like being six and making one sound. I think it's the most important thing to have a good sound. Then afterwards, it's clear that if you have like a old machine and stuff, you can have a really warm sound, and that's what we try to do. But the most important is the chance we have to have like 10 or 15 musicians playing very well together and live together. And so I think that's part of the success of the sound, is this harmony between men, between musicians first.
Yeah, for sure. And then there's the after, the mixing and the production. Anything special going on there? Because I also see that the mastering from the album was made in the UK by someone called Dave Blackman. I really don't know. anything going on in behind, like a wizard that we don't know about?
yeah, the mixing part is really important, that's right. We use like all the effect we use are hardware, it's no plug-in things, so I think it's quite important first of all, and then after we really try to recreate this sound like they used to do. I mean that for every song you mix, you can have like you can make the choice of having one instrument louder than the others, and it's an artistic choice every time for every different song, and that's why I think it's really precious in reggae that you can have very different songs from the mixing you do. So, because when I hear like today's album of big artist or big band, like I would say the latest Alpha Blondie or any kind of albums, like all the rhythms are mixed in the same way during 10 or 15 tracks, and it's quite a shame, I think, because you can have a really heavy artistic choice on the way you mix. So we try to make different mixing from a song to another to create different feelings on the rhythm. And then for the mastering, that's right, we're working with UK, Dave Blackman. We choose this guy because of his references. We've been introduced to him with an LP of Burning Spear called Spear Burning, mm-hmm. And we noticed that he made the mastering of this old pieces of Burning Spear, which had never been released before, and so we found the sound great, so we introduced ourselves to him, and since then we've been working with him, and he made real good job. I think he got his part in this result.
Because you have lots of producers, I wouldn't say lots, but a few producers and labels in Europe. You have like people like Prince Fatty in the UK, Roberto Sanchez, you're very close, yeah. In Spain, Not Easy At All Productions in Holland, you also have Springline Records. They are all bringing back that old ways of playing and production, and now you are also doing it, and I think that's great, that movement growing. Yeah. I mean, at least for all the roots music lovers, it is a great thing for sure. Do you believe this to be something that will happen more and more often? Kind of, I don't know, the underground movement coming to the surface to take over.
Yeah, that's really good question. it's the question I ask myself every morning when I wake up. I don't know. Actually, I think the power of reggae is that it has always been a bit out of fashion, but always into the move, so it's no real fashion. All this kind of reggae will always have its lovers, and I think it won't ever be a great fashion, this reggae, but it won't never be forgotten neither. I think it will always have this this opportunity to touch people, but I don't know if structure like Gar Records or the other label you've been talking about will have the opportunity to live good with this music, because actually today we're not living that good with the selling records, but maybe, I don't know. I think that there is clearly a new area with all the revival and old-fashioned sound in old black music and things. So in rock and roll today, you have a lot of youth listening to all the 60s and 70s rock and roll, the same for black music, and why not the same reggae music? I don't know. My experience is that I find the reggae scene very less organized than the others, and we had quite a few problems with distribution and all these things. I think we need to get more credibility in front of the other sort of music, and I think it's quite a problem. That's what we do with Ka Records. We try to show people that reggae music is serious thing. It's not only red, gold, and green guys smoking ganja and stuff. It's really serious thing like they used to do before, and like in other music they get organized. So first of all, I think that we have a lot of effort to do to get this credibility with reggae music, and then afterward maybe they would listen more to what we do.
It's the time for fishing, time to repair your lines. See how the food they come to stay, the longest and wisest time.
No matter the time you may take this minute,
talking about the new and debut album from the Mighty Lions. It came out last March, and I mean it's impossible not to notice that alongside that revival roots reggae style, the lyrics are also also paved the way to that comeback of conscious and sometimes kind of prophetical words in the latest times. So what are the main messages that the Mighty Lions want to bring into the consciousness of the people listening?
I think that Mighty Lions wants to deliver a message of a bit different of what reggae has been delivering these days, like a really obscure message about what nobody knows. I mean, you have a lot of people talking about Haile Selassie and all the Ethiopians things, which I think is good things, but you have to deliver a message for everyday life first, I think, and for people who don't necessarily know about what you know about Ethiopia, of the roots of humanity and things. So I think Mighty Lions want to deliver an everyday message for people to live more together and with simple feelings and simplicity, I would say, that Mighty Lion wants to bring. And the idea of consciousness, as you say, Mighty Lions want to deliver the message of meditation, like people should more meditate on themselves, learn how to be by themselves alone, and think about who they really are. So I think it's, first of all, simplicity, because I think in the latest time, reggae singers, they've been singing things that most people don't want, they can't, or understand really. And so, and they develop things that create misunderstanding on the real roots of reggae and the ideas. So I think, this simplicity and meditation first.
I really get that. And I have a kind of the opinion that reggae music is going into the what's going on in the world, you know, all that the fashion music, and also once you keep it in the fashion music, well, that's one thing, but many people are starting to go into the fashion lyrics also, and everyone's saying the same things, and that is one of the things that I'm really enjoying in your new CD, because I listen to it almost every day. I've been listening to it.
Thank you very much. That's cool. You feel the same. That's cool.
And you also have there that importance of or meaning of time. You have it in the title of the album, In This Time. You also have it on the single track, Free As On Time. So what's going on over there? What's the meaning of this time for you?
I think time, it has like two dimensions. The dimension that you can't deny, that you describe yourself in your time, in this time, like you just exist because you're in this time, and at the same time, it doesn't really matter. I mean that you have to overtake all the worries linked with this time. So I think it's a kind of duo things that the Mighty Lions and the work we do is really in the time. I mean, we try to talk about things that happen now, and at the same time, it's like a timeless work. Like, I think I hope I could listen to my music in 40 years and it still have an influence on me, and I still feel something. So I think time is a good thing to describe and to use for songs. And as you said, time will pass on, so all the fashion things will vanish away. So it's a good theme to develop in music.
You're doing music to last. right? Music to,
yeah,
to last
right.
on time. Okay.
Yeah.
Since we are also in this meaning topics, let's talk about that K Records itself, and because there's an Egyptian connection here, right?
Yeah,
this
right.
I think these are very interesting things and not so often seen in nerds in reggae music and lyrics
right.
this day. So what's this Egyptian connection?
Actually, in reggae music, you hear a lot about Ethiopia as roots of all Africa and all humanity, and we decided to look a bit more in the past. Like, if you really want to know about roots of civilization, we had the chance to read a lot of books about it and about Egypt as the first civilization that inspired most of the civilization coming after, like ours, like the Greco-Latin civilization. So we had the chance to learn a bit more about it, and it's a bit like the Rasta ideas of looking back to the roots, and we thought that this aspect was under the shadow of what we've been talking in the latest question, like all the Ethiopians and things. So we thought talking about Egypt was like not an alternative, but it was like going more in the past and looking for the true genuine civilization of humanity. So in many aspects, social aspects, spiritual aspects, and all the science aspects that come later with the Greek and all the our civilization, it's a great mirror from the past to the future. So that's what Ka Records is based on, actually.
Okay, very nice. Because they were in the last golden age, sort of, of speech. So yeah, they were big and very very interesting things going on there in that old time Egyptian. Although you have also dub music, of course, because there's no roots without that dub music. The dub music presented in the second half of In This Time album, and also in the previous vinyl releases are mainly dub versions.
Yeah.
But this is certainly a different dub approach than the usual one you talked earlier in the French scene, because you have the big electro and steppers tradition.
Yeah.
And now you are playing and mixing dub close to the ones from the Jamaica, like, I mean, I would say King Tubby or maybe Channel One, I don't know. But do you believe that this original dub style can also make come back to the forefront of this side of music?
That's a good question, because like you say, dub has a total different meaning today than it had in the 70s. Like, if you do dub today, you do like electronic music, and what I don't really like in this process is that people nowadays, they want to make dub without an original rhythm, without having played a song a song before. Like, they want to make dub for dub, and they don't have no start to their song, no end and no ending. And I think that dub must have an original rhythm at the origin, and I think that's the meaning of dub. So I think that maybe this old kind of dub could come back at the surface, as you said. But I think one more time that the dub they made today is a dub for parties, a dub for all the UK session, when you have a lot of under bass and stuff, and it's really shocking music, like to make people dance. So one more time, I don't know if the old school dub like we did in the album could come back for sound system sessions, because sound systems today, they play roots for the one or two first hours of the session, and then they have to get more energetic, as they say, like more boom boom. So I don't know, it could come back like a real shock, but we found that this kind of dub is the most interesting, because you play on the energies of the musicians. I mean, if you make a dub only with a computer, you have a linear energy on the whole tune. In our dub, we play on the energy the musician delivered during the recording, and that's the most interesting thing. So I think this work could be developed a lot more, but one more time, the digital dub is having a really heavy weight today, so it's difficult, still difficult.
I guess it's everything about the concept of what heavyweight music is, because you can listen to,
yeah, that's right.
You can listen to Jamaican dub from the 70s, and I mean it's heavy, you know, mainly the drum and bass, it's really heavy.
True.
And is there any Strictly Dubwise release being cooked over there at K Records for some time? Do you think about that?
Yeah, we've been thinking about that, but we didn't release some yet. We don't really know what is going to happen in the next month, even concerning our release, because we've been releasing vinyls and now the CD, and we don't know which cut we're gonna release afterwards, because we've been thinking about 7-inch. Maybe LP. We don't really know even the format. So, because the music market today is quite difficult. We have, as I told you, a few problems of distribution. Like we still have some copies still waiting at home, and it's really difficult to get a deal with distributors. So, thinking about the next cut, I can't really tell you what is going to happen, and it's no secret. It's just that we don't really know. We try to sell our production first, and then we'll see.
Okay, so I would advise you to try and release a couple of 7-inches, because from what I know, and here in Portugal and in Europe, all the DJs and selectors that still enjoy the roots music, if you get them a 7-inch from Mighty Lions Music, they will play it for sure. If you get them a CD, I really don't know, because there's still lots of people into the 7-inch tradition.
Okay, it's good information. Thanks.
Recently, the Mighty Lions also had the opportunity to open on stage the latest Abyssinians and the Congo's tour gig over there in France. I'm sure it was an honor for you guys to play there, I imagine. How was it?
Yeah, it was great, because it was our first great gig in Lyon, actually. And as you say, it was an honor, because these guys are like a bit like role model. They've been playing the music for more than 50 years, and the music is still powerful, and people sing it like it. They get inspired from them. So, and we got inspired from them. So it was a good show. We had like 45 minutes to show people our work, and we were really happy to have this opportunity, because generally the first part of this roots reggae concert are not really roots, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like they invite bands that play some French reggae, which is a bit different from roots reggae. So people were surprised to see us on stage, because we're not a really famous band, the Mighty Lions. And so they were a bit surprised at the beginning when I told them that we're gonna play strictly roots music. They were like smiling and stuff. And then on, we kept doing like on the album. And at the end of our show, it was good time. The Congos, they've been coming on stage, and it was already it was going on, the thing was going on. So we did the job, we did it properly, and the producer of the night, he was happy about this, so it was a good thing, and I think that we have other concerts like that coming on.
Okay, that's very, very good to know. So this is all going in these times. So what about the future times for the Mighty Lions? To what places do you envision taking your music vibes and message to?
Actually, the Mighty Lions is quite a special formation because we have many musicians that are not professional, just a bass player, the guitarist and I are like professional. We want to live with music, so it's quite difficult to organize like a tour in Europe and things, because they have jobs. So that's why we've been staying in Lyon for this last year, just playing in Lyon, because it was the more practical way to play. But I really, really like to play abroad or in other places, because I think that we have the music people can appreciate everywhere. So in the future, I don't really know. We try to organize ourselves month after month, and we're still happy everybody is in the band. But as I told you, it's like we're not all professionals, so it's a bit difficult to organize like great tour or things among 2 or 3, 5 months. So I don't really know what's the future of the Mighty Lions, but I hope we will have the opportunity to grow on and on.
Okay, I'm sure too. So, Colly, let me tell you that for me, it's always a joy to see new bands and the new generation taking the teachings from the original reggae music and paying the tributes to them in the best way possible. That for me, it's playing that style of music once again. So just to round this off, and because I know that there are also many other young producers and musicians out there struggling to do the same for the music, I would like to ask for you a message to all of those that believe in the truth within the roots reggae music.
Yeah, but to them, all the listeners and the others, I just hope that you still gonna play music with your heart first, without any fashion, any vanity, all just the music, genuine music coming from what you feel. And for reggae music, I think that you should find your own way. I mean, I don't want people to misunderstand what we do. We're not trying to imitate Jamaican. We got inspired from them to make our own project, our own way. So do what you gotta do and learn lesson from the past, from the work has been before, but stay yourself. Don't try to imitate or to appropriate things that are not yours. And the best way to make the best music is doing the true music, what you really feel. So I think that's the best way. And after all, it doesn't really matter if it's roots or if it's not roots. It could be other kind of music, but to do good music, you got to do it first with what you feel and what has been done before. I would advise everyone to listen, re-listen a lot of music, because that's how you learn, like learn the teaching, listening to all kind of albums in any style.
Okay, and that's it, Colly. So I give thanks for this moment and this nice chat.
A lot.
Yeah, and also for the inspiring music that you are doing, and I hope to check more good things in times to come.
Thank you very much, Ricky. It's great that you get interested in our music. Thanks a lot. It's a real pleasure for us to share ideas and the work we do, the work you do, and that's how we build. We're gonna build the whole thing, I think.
Yes, for sure. my blessings to all the crew, and till next time. Yes.
Yeah, blessings to your crew too.
Estamos então de volta aqui ao microfone do estúdio da Rua FM, depois deste momento alargado, pausado e muito interessante, entrevista com o Collie Goodson dos The Mighty Lions. Big up para o Collie, para o Guillaume e all the crew from K Records. Grande big up aqui da Zona Reggae por este momento proporcionado em conjunto com o destaque ao álbum de estreia, já sabem então, álbum de nome In This Time. Ali pelo meio ouvimos Free As On Time, o single de avanço, e Can You Be Satisfied. Agora estamos aqui com este Dub Wise, um dos seis respectivos Dub Wise neste álbum em formato showcase. Para saberem mais dos Mighty Lions, podem visitar como sempre o habitual myspace.com/TheMightyLions69, ou podem também visitar krrecords.com para saberem mais dos Mighty Lions e de toda a crew então de Lyon, a trazer estas sonoridades do early e do roots reggae original de volta neste ano 2011. Vamos ficar com mais um Dub Wise para fechar este destaque e já volto para as despedidas finais. Já em rotação esta Dub Is The Fashion. Is The Fashion, a respectiva dub version de um dos temas com a letra mais interessante desta In This Time, Madness Is The Fashion Today. Não é de modo nenhum o modo de vida dos The Mighty Lions. e também não é o modo de vida aqui das seleções da Zona Reggae. E ficamos então com mais uma bela Root Session, como deve ser para os amantes da verdadeira música. Mesmo no final, mandar big ups e abraços para todos aqueles que acompanham, estiveram aí ligados online nos 102.7 e também comunicaram aqui comigo para ir ocupando o estúdio a receber as vossas vibrações através dos muitos canais da internet sempre ao dispor. E damos aqui, claro, a dica de que para a semana não vai haver emissão Zona Reggae. Voltamos já aos diretos dia 18, em virtude, claro, dessa Madness is the Fashion, habitual semana académica a acontecer já a partir de próximo sábado. Então a Zona Reggae volta aos diretos quarta-feira, dia 18, e terminamos aqui esta sessão com a dica, claro, para grande momento a vir em breve, 13 e 14 de maio, os Groundation de visita a Portugal e à Europa para uma tour em tributo a Bob Marley. Depois de uma década a prestarem este tributo ao vivo pelos Estados Unidos da América, no aniversário dos 30 anos da morte do rei da música reggae, vem até à Europa fazer uma tour. Dia 13 vão passar por Lisboa no Coliseu dos Recreios, 14 no Porto, Teatro Sá da Bandeira. Vai ser sem dúvida um momento a não perder. E finalizamos a sessão aqui em formato Dub Wise, como deve de ser, os Groundation para o álbum de 2006 Dub Wars, com esta Feel Ja Dub. São as despedidas. Vemo-nos então, ou ouvimos-nos e comunicamos-nos aqui pelos 102.7 daqui a duas semanas. Grande abraço e até lá. I'm
Hey yo, Massifu, I care what the priest for I with DJ Zone of Reggae.
I originate, so you must appreciate, while the others got to imitate, you know.
Cuando todo time baixo y parecen solución, agarro una guitarra y compongo una canción. Bururut, cuantas vibes yo me pulo a aparecer. Y luego, 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 son comienza a aparecer. Se deixa son y dança de lado. Mesmo que o people pense que está espalhado, não tenhas medo, toca dançar. Rue FM, I read, calha dança. Yes, I write through the Chilean puzzle board. Rue FM, I read. Mas I don't know.
Zona Reggae, Rue FM. Pela batalha, desde a noite, quarta-feira, 102.7. Reggae na área, right?
Positive, positive, positive.